Michael Harrison, Talkers, the home for news talk radio, but also the Harrison Radio Wrap. It airs on our Pulse 7H Weekends network of news talk stations at 2. Michael joins us, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. Thank you very much. I am recovering from a very mild case of COVID, which is why I'm not in Washington, D.C. this week at the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally that I go to every year. But I'm feeling fine, and I'm grateful for that. You make a very interesting point about how politicians distort semi-truths for their own political purposes, leaving out whole swaths of information, as evidenced by the abortion situation you just described. And now the media doesn't, to use the phrase, hold their feet to the fire, because the media is generally biased, and they engage in cherry-picking, taking the stories that fit their narrative and ignoring aspects of stories or entire stories themselves that don't.
Yeah, let's talk about this. I don't know where this goes, Michael, and I hope you feel better. I have a lot of friends that are having it, and it's a, you know, the old classic respiratory sinus, tired, and I guess hopefully move on. But let's talk about the whole migrant. It used to be, you know, let's just talk about the terminology before we get into this whole DeSantis, Abbott, Biden administration, political flap, Martha's Vineyard, you know, all the stuff going on now over this. Used to be illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. Now it's migrants. One of the stories that never really comes out, including the local Boston coverage of media and Martha's Vineyard, the national coverage after DeSantis indirectly or directly flew 50 folks, people, human beings, up to Martha's Vineyard to point out the, you know, sort of the hypocrisy of Martha's Vineyard, in my opinion. And I grew up north of there, so everything I think we've seen about Martha's Vineyard shined through there. This is terrible, despicable what the Florida governor did. This is a political stunt. We love these folks. We're going to give them a nice lunch, but boy, we flew them out of here in less than one day, right to Cape Cod, to a holding area, because there's no gambling at Bushwood. No folks staying here in Martha's Vineyard who don't have the mansions. My point is, these are people that came into the country illegally, and yet that's not really pointed out in any national news headline.
It's amazing how we have conflated empathy with respect for the law, and it is a problem, tremendous amount of hypocrisy. The immigration problem wouldn't be a problem if we just simply followed the law and enforced it, but we don't. And true, it is a crushing issue. I mean, even if we followed the law to the letter and really beefed it up and supported the boundaries and built a wall, it still would be tough. Mm-hmm. But it's mired in the muck of emotion and, again, been weaponized politically so that we can't get anything done.
And you know what's sort of weird and sad, and you and I have talked about this, Michael Harrison, everything is so politicized, everything, including mm-hmm. this discussion. You know, here are the facts, Michael, and you know this, and I'm not going to make you go too much if you don't feel well. But Michael Harrison, Talkers, and his radio wrap airs at 2 on Saturdays on our network. Michael, you know, the truth is neither party. Congress has failed. Administrations have failed to pass any meaningful immigration reform policy. So we live with this system. You know, when Trump and Pence were in there, Representative Ocasio-Cortez in New York got the darling of the media, got all the national media to stand at her feet, and she called the conditions at the southwest border like concentration camps, cages, terrible. This is awful, barbaric, okay? And it was the same area they were holding folks as Trump was trying to build the wall, as you remember, that the Obama administration and Joe Biden put in. But when it was Trump and Pence, it was barbaric, awful, inhumane. You don't hear much about that today, and yet both sides just punt this whole immigration debate down the road. And it's just interesting that the Biden, this is not Joe Biden's border crisis. You notice that it's not Joe Biden's crisis, and that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Each party plays these things to their core, and they engage in cosmetic surgery. They make it look like they're doing something, but they really don't. It's almost as if both parties are in cahoots. Yeah. And they just bounce it up and back, up and back. And the media is foolish to go along with it, but that goes back to, you know, the Daily Dance of Affirmation that you and I have talked about, where media targets audiences based on what they think the audience wants to hear,
right,
as opposed to really getting down and investigative and figuring out what's going on and telling the people such. The immigration issue is a ridiculous issue in terms of how it's been so distorted and so politicized for so long. I do have to credit our medium of news talk radio as always being ahead of the curve when it comes to the immigration issue, whether it's on the front burner or the back burner of the mainstream media or even the political debate. It's always been a major issue on talk radio. And again, this week is a big week for it. And there's a lot happening with the, you know, the DeSantis story and of course, the Greg Abbott stories with him sending immigrants to places far from Texas. But it's all stunts. It's stunts and counter stunts. It's not at all productive, and that's the problem.
And the divisiveness politically stays right where it is, like on the 50-yard 50-yard line. You know, real quick, we're seeing it here in these races, in the midterms, the U.S. Senate race, Democrat incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan, Republican challenger Don Boldick, First District Congressional race, Democrat Chris Pappas, incumbent Caroline Leavitt, just on the show this morning, Republican. We're seeing it in other states, though, but news talk radio, radio debates, such a key part to letting the people hear from the candidates themselves on issues like immigration, abortion rights, inflation, the economy, foreign policy, versus paid millions of dollars of paid ads. We're seeing now for the first time in my adult lifetime some of these well-funded, sort of stronger candidates limiting, almost not doing the number of media debates that they typically would do in the run-up to November, because they got handlers now saying, you know what? We think it's better for you if you don't go on stage or do a radio debate for an hour and a half on Jack's show and answer tough questions. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's terrible. I think it is another blow to democracy. It certainly hurts the media, and it hurts the public's ability to learn what the issues are and to really see their candidates in a spontaneous situation as opposed to a prepackaged one, such as a commercial or a short, quick interview whereby they recite, you know, prepackaged speeches. There's nothing like a debate, a good radio debate, especially when it gets into depth, to see how they handle themselves under pressure and what they're really like. And right now, the political theory in terms of the handlers and the consultants is it's better to avoid a gaffe than it is to get out there and really explain yourself to the public.
Yeah, and but you know what? It's interesting. I don't. I would never have the audacity to disagree with the great Michael Harrison, but in all seriousness, I don't think it hurts the media. I think it hurts the voters. I think it hurts the public and the candidates, because you know what, Michael? I'm not going to let a political party or a candidate dictate to me and my show after I've done so many debates over the years on what we're going to do. We're going to do the debates, come hell or high water, in the next few weeks. And if one candidate shows up, they're going to get the hour of the tough questions and answers, and we'll do a cardboard cutout if we have to and put it online of the Democrat or whoever didn't show up. But I'm not going to allow them to say, don't do it. We're going to do the debates with or without them, and the public can draw their own conclusions.
I agree with you in your disagreement with me. it doesn't hurt the media that much.
Yeah, my listeners,
It does hurt the media from the standpoint. I'd love to hear you engage as the moderator of a real debate.
Yeah,
that would be one step higher in terms of the art of radio and the art of political discussion. But no, actually, it helps the media because it forces these political organizations to buy more advertising, which they can control the messages contained therein.
Michael, feel better. Michael Harrison, the great Michael Harrison. We'll get you soon. Of course, his show airs this weekend at 2 right here. And, of course, Talkers. Michael, feel better.
Thank you so much. Take care, Jack.